Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. In some metros, restaurants are powering the entire economy. More than a third of Cleveland's new jobs since 2015 are in restaurants, according to EMSI data. Same is true for New Orleans, but since 2010. Now, folks, I got to tell you, if a third of your new jobs are in restaurants, that means you're eating the profits from your other jobs. Let me translate that for you. Mr. Church, please, that's not what it is. Yes, it is. That means you're eating, you're consuming, and it's fine, as far as it goes, you're consuming the profits from your other ventures. Because, obviously, you could purchase the same foodstuffs and prepare it yourself, and not pay the increase in labor, not pay the transportation, for example. You got to drive to the joint, not pay the gratuity, and all that goes with it. You see how this goes. Now, again, this is not shut down all the restaurants. It's just simply, I think the guy makes good points here. Unlike mining or manufacturing, which tends to cluster in a handful of regions, the restaurant boom is spread across the entire country. New fine dining ristorantes, which tend to require more wait staff, are blooming in all the predictable places: San Francisco, Nashville, and Austin. The Texas capital leads the country in percent growth of restaurant jobs. By the way, Christopher's about to fall asleep in there, so if you need a weather report or something, he'll be happy to give it to you over the phone. 844-527-8723. But restaurants are dominating local economies in a diverse range of places, from poor metros like Little Rock to rich places like Mordor on the Potomac River and military hubs like Virginia Beach. How did this happen? As Justin Fox points out, the trend didn't appear overnight. For the past three decades, restaurants have steadily grown as part of the most fundamental shift in American work from making things to serving people. Between 1990 and 2008, 98% of new jobs came from so-called non-trade industries that aren't sensitive to international trade, according to the economist Michael Spence. In 1990, manufacturing was almost three times larger than the food service industry. Restaurants have gradually closed the gap. At current rates of growth, more people will work at restaurants than in manufacturing in 2020. This mirrors the shift in consumer spending. Restaurant share of America's food budget has doubled from 25% in the 1950s to 50% today. It's an awful lot of sloth packed in to that climb. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Church, what's the big deal? Who cares? While the third world is content to work as your slave and my slave and knit my shirt, make my underwear, make the molded plastic that holds the phone or whatever, and do all the other things slave labor does, and that's what it is in the third world, this is just all hunky-dory. This is fine. When they decide, and they will, that they're not going to do it anymore? Who's going to make our shirts? Where am I going to get new boxer shirts from? Shorts from, huh? Who's going to make the suit pants? Who's going to make the beds, the mattresses, the microwave ovens, etc.? Who's going to make the range? Who's going to make the oven? Who's going to make the air conditioning unit? No matter, church, they're going to make them for us for free in Mexico. Yeah, you keep dreaming that dream, pal. Again, as long as the slave people, as long as governments are willing to subject their populations, and that's what they're doing, to slave labor, and as long as imbecilic, selfish Americans are willing to consume it, knowing they're consuming goods made with either slave labor or partial slave labor, it'll continue.